Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
All right, Woody, can't wait, man. Tomorrow, it's here finally. Been talking about it for months. University of Miami going to Florida today. We'll have Don Bailey Jr. join us in the 8 o'clock hour a little bit later on. We'll talk to him. But all that work, right, on facilities and all the work in the transfer portal and recruiting classes. And here you go. Now you want to find out. You do all that for tomorrow for this game. All that stuff's being done. Make it better. Players want more attractive for guys to come, whether they're out of high school or coming in 2, 3, 4 years later as a transfer portal person. And it all comes down to how you're going to play. And you're jumping into a big game right off the bat. University of Miami and Florida should be fun. By the way, I saw the games, and by the way, a lot of Thursday football games last night. Hell, 4 or 5 games were played last night, and I saw North Dakota State's playing Colorado, and I saw it was on ESPN, and my first thought was, unless Colorado got a lot better, besides their quarterback and their 2 wide receivers who are as good as anybody in the country, North Dakota State's going to play them tough because they play almost everybody they play in Division I. They make it difficult. They've got a lot of wins through the years against Big 12 teams, and they've beaten up a lot. And sure enough, man, that game last night, 31-26, Colorado kind of hangs in there to get the win. And basically, Deion's son, Shedeur Sanders, and those 2 wide receivers were 3 best players in that game. And, I mean, at a different level, taking curls and nobody touches them and outrunning everybody on crossing routes and just big plays. Or, you know, they could be in trouble. But, man, for anybody out there decides, you know what, let's play North Dakota State in our opener or in our second week. You might want to take somebody else. You might want to stay away from that team because they're pretty damn good. They jumped right out too, boy. Kicked a field goal, then drove down and up, and scored quick 10 points in that game. And you're like, oh, boy, this is going to be a tough one. And the speed and the talent, like I said, of the 2 wide receivers for the Colorado Buffaloes was just too much. And listen, man, I'm watching Deion. Deion's good. Yesterday, all the shows were on Deion Sanders and, you know, the petty stuff he's doing with the media, and he's got it in his contract. If the media is mean to him or says things that are mean, he doesn't have to talk to him. And it's in his contract, which, you know, it's kind of petty. And Deion's been around. Deion's heard the good and the bad, and he's been around it. He played in the NFL at the highest level for a long, long time. The greatest cover corner return guy in the history of the NFL. Nobody's even close. Hell, if Deion would have spent his career just returning kicks, he'd have probably been a Hall of Famer there too, besides just being the probably the best cover corner in the history of the game. And there have been some good ones. But, yeah, so past that. But you know what? I'm watching. He's good for business. Colorado's good for business. Whether you really like him or you really dislike him, the guy's good for business. I don't know how long he's going to stay there. But I got to tell you, they get treated like a top 10 team. And they will all year. They're talking about him. They're gonna get, whether everybody thinks they're really good or not, they will be talked about as much as any team in the country short of winning a national championship. Because they have Deion, and he's the main reason. He's good for business.
Yeah, but you can't act this way as a leader of a college team, Joe.
But why not? He's still there, still talking about it.
The problem becomes when you start losing, and then these guys obviously have an axe to grind, and they're gonna pile on pretty good.
Well,
and
they are gonna pile on them anyway.
They're not gonna win out. They don't look like a very good team overall.
You know, human nature of a writer is no different than we talk about. They have people they like and they don't like.
Yes.
We see writers in the Hall of Fame.
But I can't imagine why somebody covering that team would dislike Deion. Right? Like, why? First of all, he's made that team relevant. They were completely irrelevant before he got there.
Buffalo was a bad Division I program for a long time.
Yeah, they lost every game they played. So, again,
they haven't won a whole bunch yet
either. It's good for their business. But, yeah, man, you're going to get asked tough questions. A lot of bad stories came out about Colorado over the offseason. So, yeah, you're going to get asked questions, but now wait till they lose, man. These guys are going to – they're just waiting a dog pile.
I think Colorado is so happy to have him, good or bad. Really, really happy to have him
coming out.
They
win a lot of games last year. I don't know how many.
I don't know how, in the big picture of things, you're right. I mean, that's
winning
come
is,
into play.
Winning is more important than just being a PR school or whatever they've become, but it was a nice story last year when they won that opener.
You don't think those guys on Fox and ESPN have all these games they'll love?
It's good for their business. I agree.
And they show up and they go early and they go out and do the game and Prime comes on with them and he has fun. He's got everybody laughing with that big personality he has. And
he should be bigger than
I agree
than that.
I don't disagree.
And it becomes the story when you start banning media.
I haven't contract that I don't have to talk to certain people if they're mean to me.
If they're mean to me.
If they write vicious stuff about me.
I mean, what example does that set for your players, though? A lot of those guys who want to go pro, you can't do that as a professional athlete, right?
Yeah, but I don't know what's that have
what
to
example
do with
does that set as the leader of that team? They're like, I'm only going to talk to the people that are nice to me?
Well, he's got
good luck when you get drafted. You try to pull that crap.
He got way too much time on his hands. Have we just learned, though, that everybody reads everything? Right? Everybody knows what everybody's talking about. And we got people that go, I don't have any idea. I don't pay attention. I said, well, maybe you don't read it yourself. But somebody in the communication department is telling you, this is what's being said. That's their job. By the way, their job is to go, hey, these are questions everybody's talking about. This is what they're talking about. And they don't think we have a very good offensive line, coach. Hey, Chris, everybody's talking about the offensive line. I don't think our offensive line you put together is very good. They don't get ambushed. Those guys don't get ambushed with questions. They got a pretty good idea what's coming. And then, hey, this guy wrote an article. It's kind of tough on you. How do you want to handle it or stay away from it? And, hey, man, it's tough out there. And then, by the way, you had everything with politics, which we don't talk about here. And so I guess yesterday we were talking about the media, like I don't think the media. I was very surprised to hear this. And then I thought about it. I guess I'm not. I'd be pretty stupid on my part, which I'm not always the smartest guy. So... yeah, when I said these media guys that cover the Dolphins, 8 or 10 of them that cover it every day. Would you say 8 or 10? What do you, basically the papers and and some of the bigger websites that are down
like
here.
That, yeah.
Yeah, right. And we got ESPN's got a full time guy, NFL Network's got a full time guy down here. Maybe 10 or 12. Those guys would prefer to have nice stories and have a lot of really good stories on a team and a lot of winning compared to a complete crap show. And so I said that. We got talking about this, and some of the people, you people text in that, no, the media, they're never accurate. They just write what they want. It's everything's personal. And I was like, oh, boy, okay. All right, well, I get it. This goes back to politics. A lot of this stuff goes right back to politics. And so I'm not changing things.
I wish people could do a better job of separating the sports media
It's hard, man.
Because, look,
I got some friends.
Yeah, but
it's really hard.
With the political stuff, like you watch your certain network, they're obviously going to feed into what you want, right? I think it's pretty obvious which networks feed into which.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
No, for sure.
But
yeah.
I don't think these guys have an axe to grind, these local guys, man. I just think they want to do their job and cover the team.
I agree.
And, you know, do they want to get clicks? Of course. And they want to give their opinions and stuff.
No, now listen, if things look, like this old school versus new school stuff, that was...
It's an interesting thing, that old school versus
pretty good,
new school.
Pretty good by Chris Perkins.
Yeah.
First thing I read it, you and I are talking with that Perk. He hit a home run on this one. He'll get him talking one way or the other. He may not like it all, but it will get everybody. And then, sure enough, man, we're sitting out here. We got Seth with us, and we're going back and forth on who's done a better job with the talent they've had. Like, it's not that crazy. It's not that crazy. You talk about Brian Flores and Mike, and with the talent they have, who got the most out of it. And it wasn't just a slam dunk. Now, if it's about Tua, Mike McDaniel's done an unbelievable job. It's just different ways of doing things. Brian went 10-6 and 9-8. And maybe his best coaching job was the first year, right? The year that we were in on the tank. And he decided, no, we're going to win every frigging game we can and beating everybody at the end of the year. I mean, my God, we looked like a friggin' playoff team the way it was going after the way it started. And it was horrible to start with. Two of the worst losses in the history I can remember, what Baltimore, New England did to us. And I was thinking, oh, my God, Brian Flores, they're talking about your guys getting hurt. We're getting beat so badly. They're worried about guys actually physically getting hurt by their opponent. So, you know, that was... I thought it was a good article when you can talk about something and probably a little bit has to do, well, I believe you got to be a little old school in football. I believe the coach needs to be. And others are going, no, hold on a second, man. It's a different time. I used to spank my kids, but I know my kids don't spank their kids. It's true. By the way, isn't that the funniest thing, Woody? I've never asked. You spank either one of your kids? You ever put a hand on a butt?
I do not.
Okay. So...
I feel like I'd get smacked if I did that. Wife would not be happy.
Yeah. Neither one of my wives were real happy with that either.
Now, by the way, in fairness to all of that stuff, I know that there are a lot of studies that say that it's not a good thing to do.
Well, then why'd I get it so much?
Because that was the day, bro. That was how they did things in the day. I don't know.
See,
we learn.
So,
we learn and we adapt, thing. Right? I mean, I don't know.
So that's the other funny thing is, like, all this stuff comes out now and says, you shouldn't hit your kids. And I was like, damn, nobody told my mom and dad that. And they got equal. I prefer my mother hit me over my father. And by the way, a lot of it wasn't with a hand. Like, I love my mom and dad. I loved them. Love my dad, still alive.
The funniest thing about this whole generational thing is, like, you know, people would, you know, send in over the years, they'd send, you're soft, your generation's soft, right, to me. And now I'm like, I see my son, and he's starting to get a little older, and I see their, you know, the way they treat the kids now, and I'm like, man, they're soft or something. I'm like,
yeah.
Oh, no, I'm the crusty old guy that, like, was sending that in. Like,
right.
It's generational,
it's
man.
It's not important who wins or loses. Just go out and try your hardest. We'll make sure everybody has a good time.
But it's, you know, look, man, I don't know. It's generational. Doesn't make it wrong, right?
There ain't nobody in my life spanking kids right now.
No.
I can't even imagine putting my hand up fake hitting a grandchild.
A grandchild?
Yeah, but I will tell you, those little suckers come over and act up, I'm going to smack them.
Your son will come over and smack you.
Oh, who came out with that information? I love that one. There's a lot of guys listening going, yeah, who came out with that information? Like, you shouldn't, it's bad that you hit your kids. And every guy I know goes, I got spanked as a kid. Hell, not only did I get spanked by parents, I got spanked by grandparents and the principal. I will be honest, teachers never, I never got hit by, but I will tell you, I had some nuns got their wax in too.
Teachers don't do that.
And that was a Christian thing. That was through the nuns were related to the church and the church to God, man. Yeah, and it was, you know.
Teachers are real nice nowadays, man. Things are different at school, bro. You can't even bring peanut butter and jelly anymore.
I had an open invitation on my ass. There's no question about it for the amount of people that smack me.
We look out for everyone now.
Yeah.
Someone said, a couple of texts here real quick. Sports media's issues for sure, but nothing like the dying, lying mainstream political media. I mean, look, that stuff is like, you know, you watch your station, they're going to keep you there. They're going to pander to what you want. They'll say what you want to hear.
But let's talk about Omar for a sec.
Yes.
Oh, and not a shot at Omar, but Omar, did I go way over the time? Is this
you're a couple
first
minutes
break?
Over? It's okay.
Yeah. So Omar gets stuff going stirred up, but it's not necessarily all bad, but he'll get going on some guy he thinks is great, and you're looking at him like, really? I know he's your buddy, but maybe you went a little too far in how good he is, right? But, you know, hey, man, we all got people we like and dislike. I'm done. I'm done with this.
You feel good? You got it all stirred up, man. Now everyone's trying to guess your political affiliation, everything.
Mine?
Yeah. You want to come out and say who you're voting
yeah,
for?
Yeah, independent. Here. Are you happy?
They don't have a candidate anymore, though.
Huh?
They don't have a candidate anymore.
I'm still independent.
You're going to write in?
I'm an independent thinker. All right. Hey,
you're
listen.
Like, you're like Aaron Rodgers.
We got to go.
You're
yeah.
a critical thinker.
Hey, man. We got a lot going on. There's a lot of conspiracy theories out there. I'll tell you who's really got it together, man. I love talking on a Friday, especially Harvey Cohn and Gary Judah. Love those guys, man. Yes, the partners of Cohen and Judah. Attorneys in Plantation, man. Injury law firm that will take really, really good care of you. And they do it the old-fashioned way, man. I was thinking about this. You know, I talk about Harvey and Gary a lot and the work they do. And man, it's hands-on with them from the moment you walk in. And they handle your case from start to finish and more than 30 years of experience. And big enough to go to trial and get you multi-million dollar results and small enough just to call you back. Just fundamentals of great communication skills, of like understanding no matter how big your case is, potentially, you get treated the same way by everybody. Whether you walk in from the ladies to Harvey and Gary, man, it's just, it's hands-on. It's the right way to do things. It's not making promises they can't keep. And again, we see it all the time. And you've been with an injury law firm probably out there, and you had to call them after a while and wait a second, I thought you were handling my case. Why does she have it or he have it? You didn't tell me that, and why is it taking so long? Why hasn't anybody told me? You know, and those kind of, if they're happening to you, man, doesn't cost you anything to call Harvey Cohen and Gary Judah. Seriously, man, they will take really good care of you. Go to cohenandjudah.com. Read the reviews. Partners who can really get everything done for you, man. Always can reach them. They'll get on the phone with you and answer all your questions, injuries caused by negligence of others. Go to cohenandjudah.com. Learn more about them. Remember, they don't pay other lawyers to do the work you hire them to do. That's really important. Again, man, I can't say it enough. These guys are first class, and they are hard workers. So a trip and fall, car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or anything else, I want you to remember Harvey Cohen and Gary Judah, the partners of CohenandJudah.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, before we get back to it here, I want to let you know our training camp updates and coverage are sponsored by Miami-Dade County Public Schools Technical Colleges. Are you ready to level up your career game? MDCPS Technical Colleges have got you covered. Choose from tons of programs, learn from top-notch certified instructors, and get real-world experience. And the best part, you can graduate debt-free in just 1 to 2 years. Ready to make the move? Log on to careerinayear.com or call 305-558-8000. MDCPS Technical College is your best choice for a brighter future, Joe.
All right. Sounds good, Woody. Sounds good, man. And to all those Canes fans and Gator fans already on their way up to Gainesville, that little four and a half hour drive up there, and get ready, a little partying today, and go up and see your kids and tie it all in. And fun, man. I got to tell you, I miss that stuff. That was fun stuff. And if you're a UM fan or a divided family between UM and Florida to go up there and for the weekend, you know, it's fun. Some of the most enjoyable time, the college stuff is great. It really is, and I think you're going to see a great game. I really do. I think it's going to be a really close game, go back and forth, and so we'll talk to Don Bailey Jr., who's already on his way up there, if I'm not mistaken. Did DBJ hit the road a little bit there?
They're leaving today.
Yeah, they're leaving today, and they'll be going up there. And I just – listen – I would have Florida, Florida State, Miami play each other. Florida State does play both of them every year. I just love to see Miami in that thing. I would. I'd love to see Miami, Florida, and Florida State play each other. Just back and forth. Good for business. The Big Three. Get back to being the Big Three in the state. Sorry, UCF. But see what happens. So, Cam Ward. We're all going to get a chance to see him for the first. You know, he'll be a big topic next week, Woody. Cam Ward and how he plays in this game.
Oh, I would think so.
And then all the other guys, man, including all the transfer portal guys that you may not, as a casual fan, know a lot about. We've heard about it. I saw Jason Taylor had some comments on some of his new guys and how good they are. Tyler Barron and Simeon Barrow and some other guys. And
Crazy thing is the buildup to this game has been, what, 9 months or so? Give or
take.
We've been getting ready for this game.
That thing's been going on since spring football.
And the difference here between, like, let's say the Canes opener and the Dolphins opener, if the Dolphins lose to Jacksonville, like, all right, we'll get them on Thursday. If the Canes lose this game, it's, you know, be crushing.
It's a punch.
Yeah.
It's a big punch in the gut, yes.
College football so much different, man.
But I got to tell you, that's, like, if you lose one of these games, like if North Dakota State beats Colorado, can you imagine what today's like? And look at Miami fans aren't going to be, you know what it's going to be like if they lose this game. Here we go again.
You can't have another here we go again.
No.
But, boy, the ACC looks wide open. I know we got the Gators coming up here, but.
Well, as you know, there's a really good chance Clemson's going to lose to Georgia.
Vegas would agree with you, yes. You
know, what's that, a 14? That's got to be a 14-point spread.
Don't jump the gun here. Don't get premature on me. We're going to do your picks in the 9 o'clock hour.
I don't want to do that.
Be premature.
No,
on
no,
Friday.
I don't want that.
Not on a Friday.
No, you don't want that.
Any other day, but a Friday.
You don't want that to happen. That's a good point, Woody. Very good by you. Don Bailey Jr. is going to join us, Canes radio analyst.
He's never premature on a Friday.
No. Can you stop? Seriously.
Yeah. Jeez, somebody just texted in, am I nervous about tomorrow? Of course I'm nervous about tomorrow. I don't know what it's going to look like. Do you? Nobody knows. That's the problem. I sat last weekend with a bunch of Florida State guys who follow that team as closely as anyone could follow a team, and they guaranteed me if I put the money line, which I didn't do, but they guaranteed me Florida State was going to win that game.
I thought they were going to win, too.
So
right out of the chute, they go 9,000 miles to lose a game to Georgia Tech, come back. So I will just say this, being at a practice recently.
It looks good, yes.
It looks good.
It looks good.
It looks a lot better than it is. But, you know, and that pretty girl, you've had girls, you know, and you're going, oh, she's a, oh, now we're talking. They got a now we're talking looking group of football players on that team.
By the way, our man Dono has a post-game win, lose, or draw tomorrow. So,
yeah,
that's on him. I got the pregame, so whatever. I'll just be happy. And
you know, it's funny. A lot of guys these days are going, I'll skip on doing that post-game show.
Post-game can get ugly.
Because anything you say, you're getting blasted. It's like you played after a while. If you're going, well, you know, we weren't that bad. And, hey, we had a couple guys have really good games. We lost. What's wrong with you about who had a good game? We lost. It's about winning.
Well, I did the post-game for, I don't know, 4 or 5 years. And I had the Al Golden years and the Manny Diaz years. I just sit in there after they lost to FIU. I mean, that wasn't fun.
So I jumped in a car one day, not this year or last year, maybe a couple years. I can't remember. And Seth and OJ and Travis were doing the Dolphins.
Yeah.
And so at some point, it was a bad loss. And Seth goes, can we just start talking about next week's game? And I was like, and OJ was with me, and OJ, you could tell OJ was getting fired up. And he goes, what? The game just got over. We got a lot of things to talk about, the what went wrong. Not about next week. And so it's pretty funny. Pretty funny, you know. Yeah, man, that show.
Let's get Dono a good show, though, man. Let's get him an upbeat post-game show. He's going to be at the game. He'll be live out there.
I wish I was up there. That'd be a fun one to be at.
Yeah, so do the bars up there. They wish you were coming.
No. I mean, because, you know, you want your kids with you. That's part of the deal. You want the kids up there with you. It's fun.
Stay home and watch from the couch, all right?
What was the name of that place? Is the Dueling Piano still around, or is that?
Like in general in existence, or like in
Gainesville? No, the one in Gainesville.
I don't know.
Somebody up there from Gatorland, let me know. Somebody, just let me know if it's
you
still
like the
going.
Dueling Piano stuff?
From what I remember that night.
Do you go up there and give a request? You'll put some money in the little jar and
nonstop and drinking, and then there are other dads there, and we're drinking shots. And
they must love you dropping 20s in there to request songs. Yeah.
And a guy with me, he was a big money guy. But I got to tell you, man, it was that walk going back to our hotel room just down the street from that place. We stayed at a hotel over there in the corner, and that lecture, I still remember that disgusting, you were an embarrassment to your children and your family.
Wow. That's rough, dude. That's rough.
You'll have one of those, Woody. It's coming, man.
The dueling piano bar, huh? I mean, you're the only person that still carries cash. They must just love it.
Oh, that was a few years ago, man. Yeah. A few years ago. I try to, wherever I'm giving money for somebody's college, one of my kids, I try to enjoy it and see if I can, be really immature and embarrass my children. That's the goal, always. I'll tell you what, man. I got to tell you about my guy, Loctite. Oh, Chevy Loctite is on a roll. Joe, it's hurricane season. He started doing this, and now it's just kind of funny that the CEO goes, hey, Joe, it's hurricane season, man. And if people out there, because there's still a big threat, there could still get ugly. About you don't have impact windows and doors, and your roof's a little leaky right now, and you're trying to buy another year. Why do that? I know why you're doing it. One of the reasons is because of money. Well, how about this? Impact Windows, Doors, and Roofing, 100% financing, zero down. Impact Windows, Doors, and Roofing, no interest, no payments for a year. Impact Windows, as low as $3 per month per window installed. Loctite's got some great financing plans for you right now to really help you out. So if you want to protect your home, because that's really all you can do during hurricane season, you can't control anything else except making sure you've done everything possible for your home. Even during hurricane season, Loctite said, please give us a call. Let us help you. Let us tell you what we'll tell you exactly what we can do if you need anything done, your windows, your doors, or you need a new roof. Our company's getting bigger. We got great people in all parts of it for you. The roofing materials, tile, shingle, metal flat, we do it all for you. Don't wait for the next storm. Do not wait for the next storm. Take advantage of it. Loctite services all of South Florida, Dade, Broward, even Palm Beach County. They take care of all the permits and HOA approvals, so you don't have to worry about anything. Just call them. Let their very knowledgeable people take care of you and get you all set up. Loctite is a licensed and insured contractor. Here's their phone number. Write it down. Give them a call. 954-500-LOCK. That's 954-500-5625. Let Loctite and all the folks over there take really, you're going to like them. Professional, great stuff going on at Loctite. Call them today.
This segment is brought to you by Don Bailey Jr.'s Cat Weight Gainer 3000. Now with pieces of real gator. Get it today at a discount pet supply store near you.
It is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop hundreds of Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan.
The carpet and flooring king of South Florida. Also, the color analyst for the Miami Hurricanes, Don Bailey Jr. DBJ, how you doing, man?
I'm jacked up, JoJo. How you doing, man?
It's funny. It's finally here. In spring football, and you're going, wow, we got a few months, and what are they still going to add? And then the summer, well, everybody's here. And then you're at practice every day, and you're seeing guys and go through the highs and lows of camp. And you have any kind of feel for how good the Canes are or can be on tomorrow afternoon?
You know, Joe, I've been looking at it pretty closely, and they are significantly better in a lot of places than they were a year ago. Now, how does that match up at Florida Field? We'll have to wait and see. But I feel very good about the offensive line. I feel very the backfield is, I stood together and watched that group. They're a pretty special group in the backfield, the receiving core, linebackers, it's the D-line depth. I mean, you see what year three, you're starting to see the Mario Cristobal vision, the size, the speed, the talent. And they still don't have the depth in some places that you would like to see, but the vision is becoming a lot clearer. So I think it's going to pay off. I think it's going to be one heck of a football game. I watched Florida and Tennessee a little bit last night, and I mean that place gets rolling, so it's going to be fun.
Hey, so what would you say, just what your eyes have told you being a practice has been the most improved position without playing a game that you've seen so far from last year?
Running back.
Okay.
And that's, you say, well, how do you say that? We did good. Yeah, we did do good, but Martinez, I think, has got a chance to be great. I mean, he's a 1,000-yard back, and you package him with Fletch. I mean,
yeah,
you could forget a 1-2 punch, right? That's a one and a one. And then you know, A.J. Allen's done good, and a couple of those freshmen have done good. And, I mean, there's the depth there and the versatility of talent. They're just – everybody's a little bit different because Martinez isn't like Fletch. You know, they got two different styles. And then, you know, A.J. Allen, player a game a couple times last year, and then you got Johnson with the speed. And, I mean, it's just – that room, to me – how do you defend it if it starts rolling? Yeah. You know, I mean, it's just a constant change up and what it does to the linebackers in the secondary.
So Cam Moore going to play his first game, and I know he played a lot of games on the West Coast and Washington State. I don't know if he's ever played a game anything like the Swamp. To be fair, it's going to be loud, and it's going to be a whole different. He's going to be in the SEC flavor there for a little bit. How do you think he'll handle it from being around him a little bit?
Well, I'll agree with you, Joe. I mean, he's played a lot of football, made a lot of starts. There's not many places like Florida Field, especially when you're not on the Florida side, right?
Right.
So, I mean,
exactly.
The crowd's going to come after him pretty hard. I think he handles it. You know, the feeling that I'm getting is that old flavor of the University of Miami, and he's a great example of it. They welcome this. They're not shying away from going to Florida Field and 92,000 and blah, 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 and Mr. Two Bits and all the stuff that comes with it. They're welcoming it. They want this challenge. This is why they did all that they've done and worked as hard as they've worked, is to walk into it and handle it. And he's a guy that is confident. He's not overconfident, but he's confident in his skills. He's confident in the work that he put in. He's confident in the hours that he's put in. And he's confident in his football team. And he bleeds through that entire team. You know, I mean, he challenges the defense. He challenges the wide receivers. He challenges himself. I mean, he's that guy's more hurricane than he is anything else.
Yeah. So I got to ask you about the pass rush. I know Jason Taylor spoke to the media a few days ago and talked about the improvement of through the transfer portal of Barron and Barrow, Simeon Barrow, and those guys, but also that pass rush looks to be maybe the best we've had in a long time with the guys they've added, plus the guys coming back from injury that look like Mesidor, who's been really good.
Yeah, first of all, you know, I had a chance to sit in on a meeting with Jason and Taylor in that defensive line room, and Joe, he does a phenomenal job as a teacher and a coach, you know, first and foremost, and those, that group is lucky to have him and Coach Joe and that whole group being tutoring those guys. And now you add the talent to the teaching. And I'm going to go to Mesidor. The person that needed Mesidor more than anybody is Reuben Bain. After last year, Reuben Bain is going to be a focus of every single team Miami plays, maybe for September. Now, if Mesidor comes in and he starts putting pressure on the other side, and both those guys can be dropped down over the guards and play inside too,
right,
it's going to make life a lot easier. And then you throw in Simeon and those other guys. There's a lot of talent there. And the thing that I like, especially about tomorrow, is they're going to be able to roll some defensive lines. Defensive alignment. I wouldn't be surprised if 10 guys play.
Wow. So I got to ask you about the number one position. That's the secondary and staying away from mental mistakes. You're going to physically – guys going to make catches, even when you got great coverage. Those type of things going to happen. But how do you feel about the starting corners, the nickel, and the safeties who might end up playing a lot of football?
I think Mish Powell, number zero, is a big part of it. I like the fact that he played in a national championship game last year. He's got a ton of experience. He's a talented guy. He's going to be sitting at the safety spot directing traffic. I have concerns there because that group to me is similar to an offensive line group. If you came back this year and Miami was replacing four starters out of five on the offensive line, I'd have to tell you it's going to take 2 or 3 weeks to get this thing, the chemistry, game time chemistry in place. I think you're going to have some growing pains in that secondary. I think, you know, Coach Guidry's a secondary guy, and they're getting tutored and they're getting coached and all. But you've got to be able to do it when the bullets are live, and that's tomorrow. So that's an area. If I'm Florida, you got to go test that immediately, especially when you got the quarterback who, you know, is about as efficient as anybody in the country.
Yeah, talking about Graham Mertz and the way he's played. You're right. A lot of touchdowns, very few interceptions. So, Do we know who's going to start? Is that going to be a surprise at corner? Well, I know Porter sounds like Porter Jr. is going to play a lot of football. Do we know who's at the other position? There's been some freshmen. There's been some guys coming back that were good a year ago.
Spots blank on the depth chart. I put everybody down on my board. So I think that's going to be a wait and see. You know, and I think that that's a good idea in some respects, that you keep these guys on their toes through the entire week. And you figure it out. You know, I'm sure they know today, but I don't know that they knew everybody's spot through yesterday's practice.
Yeah. Well, I got to tell you, man, I know I've heard you say this, and it drives Woody nuts. So when I hear you and Joe Z doing these, breaking these things down for the radio station, and I crack up because you're like me. You come from that. If you turn it over and you have penalties and them costing you big plays, especially, and too many of them, they are killers. They are game killers. And I hear you always bring it up, and I go, Don Bailey Jr., old school, going back to the fundamentals. I love it, man.
That's what it is, though, Joe, isn't it? I mean, how many go through the history of time. I mean, we can go back the last 5 years or whatever anybody considers new news or old news. You lose the turnover battle, you're probably losing the football game. Yeah. And, you know, what I'm going to throw into this game, you look at Minnesota and North Carolina last night. North Carolina made 4 field goals. That was the difference in the ball game. And I like our kicker. You know, you go into this game, I like the fact, and you got to put points on the board, but I think it goes to turnovers. If you can win the turnover battle, but I think the other thing that's come into play in college football, which I'm going to really hone in on this year, is do you win or lose the explosive play battle?
Yeah.
Do you have more or give up more? Because really, when you think of those explosive plays, that's almost a turnover, right? It can be a 40-yard, 50-yard swing on something either way, and I think that's an important category to watch. But you'll never change my mind on the giveaway takeaway.
Yeah. Well, you know, and part of that is mental breakdown. You can't have you cannot have mental breakdowns tomorrow. I don't care if you're a fifth-year senior or a true freshman. You can't have those. You got to make them, earn them, and those big splash plays you're talking about, and that will be – by the way, I do know one thing. I already got Restrepo for at least 8 catches in this game tomorrow. I'm just,
you know, that may be eight catches every week. But Joe, now they got a guy named Sam Brown that looks pretty darn good, and Horton's looking good, and the guy, if, you know, Colby George, if he found some in the last 6 or 8 months, he might be the most talented out of all of them.
Yeah,
you know?
So he was when I was there.
He's a gamer, too, you know?
The catches he made the day I was there, and his motion movement with his body was he is something else, and you hope he gets it, man, totally, and controls emotion and the whole deal and is able to go. Hey, what a great teaser. Don, have a great trip, man, and thank you so much for coming on, bud.
All right, JoJo, I'll talk to you next week, man.
You got it. Don Bailey Jr., Canes radio analyst for here at WQAM. We got to go to break here, run a little bit late. We're going to have Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk join us, get you caught up on free agency, get you caught up. You got to have a little Tom Brady, man, right? The Tom Brady. I actually never get tired of the Tom Brady. I don't get tired of finding out Tom Brady's dating. I'm living through Tom Brady these days, man. I got a little Tom. Yeah, I'm a Tom Brady fan. We'll be right back.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.